The Lord be with you.
Welcome
to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Great to see everyone gathered here this morning to be encouraged in the unity that we share at this church, that we are true family. That's what we call ourselves. Even before we say church, we describe ourselves as a family. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. When you think of big turning points in our lives, like New Year's Day or our birthday, we think of asking and wishing for big changes in our lives of all sorts. What we're going to discover here today is Jesus was reaching a really pivotal moment, an inflection point in his life in John chapter 17. And we can tell what really mattered to Jesus in this prayer. It's his final prayer before being arrested. And that is, he wanted his followers to be united, to share in unity. And we don't usually name unity as like a goal for our life or for the year ahead, but what a beautiful gift unity is. Healthy relationships, healthy connection with one another. So we're going to be reminded of that this morning. We are united as brothers and sisters in Christ. We celebrate that this morning. Before we begin, I just want to give just a one quick note about our worship. We are not able to go on to YouTube this morning. So this is my opportunity to talk about Oscar. Nobody will hear it online. But we are going to do an audio recording and post that to our website. And so we're going to do that here this morning. Just wonderful to see the transitions and the gatherings of family here this morning. I just want to highlight a few people that are here. Bill Harris is with us. Bill, raise your hand. Bill, raise your hand back there. There you go. Great to see Bill. Bill is a beloved member of our church. He watches every Sunday morning. He probably hasn't been to church for a couple of years. The big news is his wife, Lorraine, passed away a couple of weeks ago. We're going to have a gathering next week at Brookdale, but Bill wanted to be at church today. And we're thankful to have Bill here. So thankful for his bright smile and his presence, and also his relatives are here too. Vicky and Noah, great to have you here this morning. Yes. And then I also want to recognize Dan's here, and he's got some special people that are with him. Dan, do you want to quickly just introduce everyone that's here with you?
Sure.
Fast again. So, wow. Yep, that's great. Just great to have you all together. Yep. And there's just a lot of other people here. I feel bad highlighting those people. There are other, you know, people that are gathered here this morning, but wanted to highlight those two visitors. Make sure to stay for fellowship. We have extended time for potluck and connection after church. I'm going to pass this on to other people that are going to announce items, and maybe I can add on to what they have to share. Maggie.
Good morning. Just
good morning.
A quick announcement. Next Sunday is our big picnic. I'm in charge of buying the supplies. I'm buying 118 hamburgers and 75 hot dogs. So there's lots of food. You don't have to bring anything. The other part is we're having the cake walk, and that's for all ages, not just the little kids, but Kay. I expect you to be at the cake walk. And we need to remember that we need to bring stuff for the cake walk. So cakes, cupcakes, cookies, pies. I think somebody's bringing a pie. Merv's bringing a pie. So, yeah, that's worth going to the cake walk for. So bring lots of stuff so we have it at the cake walk and have a good time.
Great. Is pushing allowed in the cake walk to get that pie? No? It is? It's allowed? Oh, okay. No, it's not allowed. Not allowed. Todd.
Hi. Good morning. Peace Church needs some volunteers. We have a landscaping committee. Jan Lane was in charge and did a lot of the work for the landscaping committee, and she's not with us anymore. So if you have a desire to get involved with just, you know, helping with the flowers, the stuff in the back, you can talk to me, you can talk to George or Pastor, and volunteer yourself for that. There isn't a lot of heavy lifting. If there is really heavy stuff to do, the trustees do that. So there are people around to do the really heavy stuff. The second thing we need are ushers, people to greet as we come in and to collect the offering. And what we really want is some people who can sign up and volunteer to do it on a regular basis and help other people learn how to do it so we can have a real regular rotation with that. Talk to the same people, me, George in the back, or Pastor. Thanks. Great.
Trudy.
Hi, I'm Trudy, and I'm kind of somewhere in charge of that board, of our Get Acquainted board, with all of our Peace family members on it. So whether you've just started coming back to church, or you've been here for a long time and you don't see your picture up there and you'd like it, I'll be available right after church, right outside the double doors, and we'll get you guys up there. So, and if you don't have if you do have another picture at home that you don't want my picture and you want to submit that, I would be happy to take that over email, and I can get you that, my contact for that.
Great. Thanks, Trudy. There are lots of announcements, other announcements to share, so be checking out the announcements in the back cover of the bulletin. Also, the new June newsletter is out. If you want a hard copy of all the activities that are happening at church, the newsletter is a great opportunity to check that out. It's also available online. Dan sent that out, I think it was Friday, so everyone should have that digitally. Yeah, so just a great opportunity to see what is happening at the church. Finally, just a big thank you to those who helped serve yesterday at the Celebration of Life for Mal Minor. Lots of people brought food. It was just a wonderful time to honor God's gift of life given to Mal and God's gift of eternal life given to Mal as well. Of note in that service, I will share that the slideshow was really spectacular, and we're gonna find a way to download that onto our website. I'd encourage you to check it out because it really did paint a great picture of Mal's life. So I think that does it for our announcement. This is a worship service with Holy Communion. We believe in the real presence of God in the body and blood of Jesus Christ. It communicates to us that our sins are forgiven, that eternal life, that was the prayer Jesus offered in John chapter 7. Eternal life is ours when we receive the body and blood of Jesus. You can receive it two ways in the service today. One is with the communion package in the back. If you have one of those, you can remain seated in your pew, and I'll guide us through a moment where we commune. Or you can wait to be ushered forward to the communion rail. The ushers will guide you forward in that moment today. Excellent. I think that does it for all our announcements and sharing. We're going to begin with our Calling on God on page 4, asking God to lead us in our worship today.